of the season. Thanks for being part of 6PR tonight.
Understand where I stand, boys.
And I didn't give him a vote either. I feel really bad now. Let's go to Adam Simpson and Matt Prittis.
We could have converted a little bit better. In fact, we definitely could have. And look, we're a supply team. We like to give our forwards plenty of supply. And normally, if you get a over 60 inside 50s, we normally go pretty well. So the fact we didn't finish off was disappointing, but I think in general we grinded out pretty well.
Inaccuracy was a trend that hurt you in a couple of games last year. Any concern about that coming up again tonight?
No, it didn't hurt us any games last year. Maybe the year before. But no, I'm not concerned.
What was going through your mind when Pav kicks that goal and his 5 points, even though you dominated so much?
Oh, that's footy, isn't it? That's the roller coaster we were just talking about. Then the roller coaster we're on. You know, even the. You were really disappointed last week after the Hawthorn game, and, you know, there was a bit of soul searching going on for everyone. So to respond like that, now, the fact that it was a bit of a grind was really pleasing and really good for our leaders to all contribute well and to bounce back. It's important for us because we're still going through some maturity things about where we're at and what kind of team we can be. So to win like that tonight, and when it got wet and, you know, just to grind it out, we're pretty happy.
Was Nick as dominant as you wanted him to be in the last three quarters after Sandy Lane's went off?
Oh, I thought he played pretty well. I think we probably got the last 10 centre bounce clearances. So there's one thing to say, I've got a dominant ruckman and should get something from it. But to actually do it, and you know, the team strategise against Nick all the time. So we thought it was a big part of why we got some supply. So, and along with our mids as well.
What do you think of what they were doing with De Boer and some small blokes in the ruck?
Well, they had to. You know, you got to change to adapt. So we try and counter attack. We try and strategise. We try and stay, you know, playing our way. So it's just footy.
How do you think it was going before Sandilands went off? Good duel there.
So. Was. It was a pretty tight battle. Yeah, it was. You know, I won't say that Sandilands was. The reason why we won, him getting injured, but it definitely made them change their strategy.
You said you're not quite clicking into gear this year. You feel tonight at all that you're clicking into gear a bit in the third quarter?
Yeah, I'm not sure how to describe it. Maybe I did say that, but we established some good patterns tonight that reminded us of what we can do if we're you know, playing our way.
How did you come out of it injury-wise?
Don't know. No, we've got some sore boys. It's a double-up six-day break. So we'll have to see how they pull up.
Is that a big test early in the season, the two sixes?
Well, it always is for us. You know, gladly we've got it at home. But, we're confronted with seven or eight this year, six-day breaks. So on the back of travel, it's always difficult. But, yeah, we're not too worried about it.
The fact that he was able to play it out, is that a good sign for him?
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's fine, isn't he? Yeah, I hope so.
Just on Jetta tonight, a couple of important goals there. What did you make of his game?
Yeah, I'm just going to be patient with Jets. It's his second game for the club, so he's still trying to establish some running patterns that are different. And he was disappointing last week, along with probably 15 of us. So I was glad to see he got in the end of a couple today.
Yeah, he looked a bit more confident tonight, willing to go for it and put himself in the right places. Is that how you saw it?
Yeah. Yeah, got himself in the game.
Scott Lysett obviously kicked a really crucial goal late. Mm. Can you give a couple of words on his game and how he's fitting into the team?
Yeah, I thought he rucked well for the whole night. And he's one we've had a lot of patience with and we've backed him in. So we want to give him every opportunity, but he's got to prove himself. And I thought he did stand up at stages tonight. So good for him, but we need consistency from that.
How did you see it from ground level? Freo looked like they came pretty hard in the first quarter.
Yeah, it was always going to be a really good contest, both sides. Coming off poor losses, so you know, they're a fierce team, big, strong body, and we're a pretty similar situation to them last year, so you know, they're a quality side, and I'm sure they'll bounce back.
How much did Sandy Lane's going out change the game from your point of view?
Yeah, like Simo's talking about, they still competed. They've got some great ground level players, so didn't make it any easier. We've still got a fight, and it allowed us, I suppose, in the end, to really get the game played in our half. So, good testament to our mids.
You wouldn't have been worried seeing the rain in the second half. You often seem to find your best when it gets wet.
Yeah, I was doing a bit of a rain dance this morning. It's always good to help the slow blokes.
Congratulations on your 200 and the medal as well. What does it feel like combining those two tonight?
Oh, it's just a really proud moment, I suppose, being able to run out with my two daughters. You know, the response from family and friends and everyone involved with the club has been really, it's great. I am just so proud and honoured to play for this footy club. They helped me realise, you know, your childhood dream. So I'm really grateful for that. And, you know, we're hopefully building towards something pretty special.
And can you just talk through the exchange with Nat Fife? I think third, fourth quarter, you played on each other a bit, but there was a, it got a little bit heated when you went over the boundary line.
Oh, there's nothing in it. It's just a tackle and, yeah, nothing in it, mate. Got so much respect for Nat. He's a fierce competitor and the best player in the competition. So, yeah, a lot of respect for him.
And what did you make of Chris Mayne with the ball on the boundary line, setting up Hab for...
No. I was more concerned about our 15 missed shots that we had at stages. It felt like we just kept the contest going by missing some of those easy goals. I'm not worried about the boundary line thing.
We see the video used in some instances. Is there any scope to use it somewhere like that, do you think?
No, I'm not. No, I think it happens. So it's such a rare thing. And to hold the game up, and I don't think we should do it. Yeah. They're human. They make mistakes.
And how far do you think you're off your best as a team at home?
Oh, it's hard to tell. I mean, the game, every week is different in how you go about your preparation and your performance. We're pretty consistent with what we do during the week. But every game presents something a little bit different. So we've had three really different games that, you know, I think for the most part we've carried ourselves pretty well. But last week we were really disappointed. So now we're looking for the consistency. We need to back it up.
Britta, just on last week, what was the chatter between the boys during the week about what you needed to do to turn it around?
Yeah, that was a disappointing effort, as we put in, I reckon, as a playing group. So, yeah, it was really pretty quiet. Few discussions, but I think we all just had to get back to making sure that we train well, prepare as best we could to come out and, you know, get back to playing good team footy. You know, we were really disappointing last week and it hurt the boys a lot.
Do you think that's an aberration? Because a lot of people link that to the grand final last year and that game as well. What are your thoughts?
Hawthorn are a fantastic side. They're the benchmark and that's, you know, the gap that we've got to make up. So we're going to continue to work hard as a group. And, you know, there's plenty to work on, so we're looking forward to that.
Matt, just a comment on Eric McKenzie's goal. We don't see him kick too many and the players all got around him.
Yeah, it's so great to see him back doing his thing. He works so hard on his body and making sure he gets up and just a fantastic leader. He's kicked some pretty crucial goals in his career, so you know, there's only been a handful, but when he's kicked them, they've been great. So the boys got around him. It's a great moment.
Adam, when you go home tonight, is there one thing that will please you the most or that you'll sort of have a little smile about that sticks in your mind?
Apart from the 4 points, yeah. Just the maturity of our leaders. You know, I thought they responded pretty well throughout the week and, you know, we trained well, like Britta said. And there's always question marks early in the year about where you're at. And we're still not where we want to be. But to play like that tonight, I think just the way we did it, that was really pleasing. But we're not getting carried away.
Matt's previously commented on the need for more recovery with the lower rotations this year. With the 2 6-day breaks, how do you see yourself tackling that challenge?
I don't think we don't worry about the rotations. It's not. I don't think it's changed too much. You get more of a break on the bench for longer. So we're not. I think the guys want to get on quicker. So we've got players who play every minute every game as well. So we haven't looked at that as a big changing factor. I didn't feel like we ran out of steam tonight, and last week we got run over because we weren't good enough. You know, I don't think we'd ever use the rotation as an excuse. If you get injuries, multiple injuries, I think there's some legitimate concerns about how you handle the rotations, and that's happening every second game. But at the moment, if we've got 4 fit players, we're not worried about the recovery or they don't feel like they're you don't feel like you're more bugger than you normally are. We're not getting that report back.
Thank you.
All right, cheers, guys.
Cheers, Phillips. Cheers.
Adam Simpson and Matt Prittis, the Ross Glendinning medalist, talking to the media off the back of that victory to the West Coast Eagles tonight by 33 points. 9 double, 2 double.